Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in to Vern's Postgame Show.
God, a home run! A three-run homer for Salvador Perez!
On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Fournier.
Now Josh Fournier is the name. Again, voice guy having a tough time with it. You know what, man? I have the perfect amount of caffeine coursing through me right now. Let's have a good time on a Wednesday night, Kansas City. Royals do what they need to do, and they use a familiar formula, but it's a different mathematician putting together that formula, or a different chemist putting together that formula. As Michael Lorenzen is welcomed into the warm embrace of Royals fans everywhere. Come here, big guy. You kidding me? Seven innings of shutout baseball? And he had traffic out there. First inning, second inning, two on with one out in the third. Michael Lorenzen with his fourth start since joining the Royals. And he leads them to a win for the third time. 913-586-7965 is the phone number. That's also our text line number. If you were one of the 13,000 in the building tonight, we're not going to make you wait on hold. Well, so dial me up. Let's dive into not only this game, but now what awaits starting on Friday, and that is the Riptide, beginning with three against the Philadelphia Phillies. I want to get your thoughts on the game, right? Plenty of love, plenty of bouquets thrown the way of Michael Lorenzen. And you know what? Let's start right there. Let's head inside the Royals clubhouse. Oh, man, what a treat. Dialing us up after seven shutout innings is the aforementioned Michael Lorenzen. Michael, I just mentioned Royals fans everywhere welcoming you into their warm embrace after a big-time effort out there. How good did it feel walking off in the seventh?
Yeah, man, it felt really good. Especially, I didn't feel too strong to start off. I kind of felt out of whack, and to be able to make the adjustment and mid-game and go that deep and give the team a chance to win, you know, that's what it's about.
Walking off, I saw you joking, laughing, saying something with Salvi. Take me into what that relationship's been like as it begins to grow and what that conversation was that had you chuckling coming off the bump.
No, Salvi's been great. You know, he's impressed the heck out of me, to be honest, with the way he calls a game and the way he understands swings. And he's just done a great job. I'm someone who's really in tune into scouting, and I put a lot of time into scouting, and he's allowing me to go out there and just compete and not have to overthink anything. And so he's done a great job. And honestly, we were laughing about how that ball didn't go 900 feet to the leadoff hitter there. And he just said, "Welcome to the K." And I am grateful for it, because I was looking right at the umpire right when he hit it to give me a new ball, pretty angry. And then I turn around and we got Isbell on the track catching it, so that's kind of what we were laughing about.
Okay, that's great. Hey, you mentioned you're really, everyone's into scouting, but you're saying you're dialed into it. So when you come out of the gate and you're not feeling right, you want to stick to your game plan. Were you able to do that? Where do you deviate when you're not feeling 100% out of the gate?
Yeah, so that's where it gets tough, because you're scouting. It doesn't matter how much you scout if you're behind in the count on everyone and you're trying to work your way back into counts. So that's where just relying on Salvi to, you know, call the right pitches, and it eases my mind to just, it keeps it simple to come set and just be aggressive with the pitch. So that's all I was thinking about, just be aggressive with the pitch, you know, and if I sailed it or spiked it or whatever, it would just be, all right, take a take a breath, reset, and just be aggressive with this pitch. And you know, I can trust that he's going to call the right pitch at that time. And then I was kind of able to find my rhythm and get my delivery in sync. And then that's where it just it turns into a lot of fun out there.
Michael Lorenzen, kind enough to dial us up after 7 shutout innings. You obviously don't last as long as you've lasted in the big leagues without being a competitor. What's it like jumping into this rotation and the internal competition between you and your other starting pitchers?
No, it's great. All these guys they're great guys. I've known a couple of them or played against them for a really long time. And so to be, you know, in a rotation with this group, it's an impressive group. They all care. And, you know, that's not the case a lot of the time. You know, sometimes you just have really talented guys that get really good results. And these guys they're talented, but they put in the work as well. They really care. So the types of conversations that we have, you know, between games and between innings, you know, I think it's something that makes each and every one of us better. So it's been nice to just plug right in.
Final thing for you, you've been a part of a few playoff teams. So as you step inside this Royals clubhouse, what's impressed you? What leads you to believe that what it takes to get to October is inside that clubhouse?
I've been thinking about this a little bit, to be honest, because I've been just absolutely impressed by the guys in here and every time we show up. And I just see the results that we get, and I've really been thinking about it. And I would just say this team, winning is a skill. And this team has that skill. They do things that are really good, whether it's on offense, defense, or pitching. And it just always seems to be like they get the hit. We get the hits when you need them. And like I said, that's just a skill. They get fired up for each other. It's another thing that you see on really good teams is guys that are happy for other guys' successes. You know, we're all pulling for one another. We all want to win. No one is too cool for anyone on this team. I just think, and especially when you have two guys like Bobby and Salvi, it's just like the perfect combination of youth, of experience, of energy. It's just quality. And like I said, I've been absolutely impressed since I've been here.
That's very well said. Very thoughtful answer. I appreciate it. After 7 strong innings, Michael Lorenzen kind enough to dial us up as he's led the Royals now to 3 victories. He's been here for like 3 weeks and just picking up dubs. Michael, thank you very much for dialing us up. Great job out there, and can't wait to see you coming up in Cleveland.
Hey, thanks, guys, and thanks for having me, and God bless you guys.
All right, right back at you, man. Appreciate it. How great is that? Michael Lorenzen, 7 innings of 4-hit baseball. He lowered his ERA tonight, his Royals ERA, to 1.99. Opponents are hitting 205 against him since joining the boys in blue. Boy, if that doesn't make you feel good, Kansas City. Listen, I already felt good about this team. I swear to God, the hair on my arm standing up right now. I felt so very good about this team coming into today's game. I've felt good about this team dating back to May. And yet, someone with the amount of dirt in his spikes, like Michael Lorenzen, to say those things about this team, a team that he's been a part of, again, for a handful of weeks. Boy, if that doesn't serve as you know, wind at your sails, if that doesn't bolster your confidence as a Royals fan, I don't know what you're waiting for. Oh, that was terrific. All right, let's hear from you. Royals win 3-0. Phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Nate in Lee's Summit. Nate, you're hitting leadoff tonight. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Man, Vern, I don't really know how to follow up Michael Lorenzen because he just had about the best interview I've ever heard from a Royals pitcher this year. That was awesome.
Yep.
And, you know, he labored through those first 3 and then absolutely dialed it in. And it was so fun to watch. I really didn't think that Q was going to let him go out for the 7th just because how he's used him this year. You know, he was at like 85 pitches or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I love seeing him come back out and just dialed in.
Yeah, and 8 pitches is all he needed to get through that 7th.
No, it was awesome. And then, you know, we see Schreiber come in, do his job. And, of course, Arcega, of course, does his job. That was awesome. And
nasty.
Just a really fun win. And, honestly, my favorite moment of the night wasn't even the win, but it was when Cueto got pulled and he got a standing O. That made my night, man. Shout out to the Royals fans that were there cheering him on. That was awesome. I loved it. Thanks, Vern. I'll talk to you off air.
Man, boom, boom. Michael Lorenzen, Nathan Lee Summitt. I don't know if I really want to test it in this opening segment with another phone call. First phone call's the winning pitcher. The second phone call, Nate, you're so right. Now, so right about how enjoyable this game was. Yeah, when you put up zeros 9 straight innings, it's always enjoyable. When you get a guy like Lucas Erceg to come trotting out of that bullpen in the 9th. Erceg, by the way, his 9th game since joining the Royals. I mean, we're going to have to, again, give flowers to this front office, by the way, right? Michael Lorenzen, I just gave you his stats. Listen to Lucas Erceg's numbers since joining the Royals. 14 strikeouts in 10 and a third innings. He's allowed 4 base runners total. 4 base runners in 9 games. 4 base runners in 10 innings. And no, he doesn't have an ERA yet since joining the Royals. 4 base runners, no runs, just pure domination from Lucas Erceg. And Nate, I'm really glad that you mentioned that. Let me just say this real quick, because I mean no disrespect to St. Louis or Cardinals fans. I have the utmost respect for that franchise and what it's meant to the game. But that moment, the 13,000 that were here standing up and cheering a champion, cheering Johnny Cueto, remembering what he meant to this city. I mean, let's not forget that home debut against the Detroit Tigers. Complete game shutout, right? Let's not forget how he helped bury the Astros. What he did in Game 2 against the Mets of the World Series. You know what? I don't know why I'm bringing this up. You obviously remembered. And, man, you made yourselves look great. Just a great city. It's not surprising. That's who you've been. But my point about St. Louis was, if this was Busch Stadium and something like that happened, oh my God, people be falling all over themselves. Oh, can you believe this fan base? Oh my, oh, they get it. No, bro, I'll be honest, I wasn't expecting that. I thought there'd be a smattering of applause. But no, a standing ovation, pat yourself on the back, Kansas City. That was impressive. That shows. You know, maybe I'm making too much out of it, but I think it does reflect a knowledgeable fan base. I'm not trying to be old man here, but 2024, it just seems as if a lot of people, if it's not happening right now, well, then I don't remember it and I don't really care about it. Now, what have you done for me lately? No, that was a nice, quick timeout by the 13,000 to pay their respects to the 2015 world champion, Johnny Cueto. Way to get us started, Nate. All right, I'll try it again. Let's go to Cole in Olathe. Cole, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan as the Royals shut out the Angels 3-0. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. So I'm a little surprised you haven't mentioned this yet. Usually whenever you get this show going after a win, I feel like I hear the standings. And for everybody driving in their car right now who may not have looked,
tell them.
The Royals are 2.5 games out of first place. And if my math is correct, 3.5 games out of the number one seed in the American League. This team is absolutely rolling right now. And I know people are sitting here wanting to get into October, Vern, but like, you look at this team, when you look what they have, they have an MVP at shortstop. You have to be good up the middle in baseball. You have a World Series MVP at catcher. And then you have a center fielder who plays some of the best defense in all of baseball and now is starting to come around with the stick. on top of that, you have a closer in Lucas Erceg, who you already mentioned, has probably been the best reliever in baseball. I don't know how anybody could be better since the trade deadline. And every single starting pitcher in your rotation has an ERA under 3.5. I don't see very many flaws on this team. And for people who want to complain about the bullpen and complain, take a step back, look where this team is, and support them, because they have an opportunity to win as many games as they want to in October, and I am fired up for it.
Man, Cole, way to go, bud. Appreciate the phone call. And yeah, you're right. I should have mentioned it by now. 2.5 games back of Cleveland, 3 games back of the Yankees for the best record in the American League. With tonight's 3-run victory, the Royals' run differential is now plus 110. Second best in all of Major League Baseball, second only to the New York Yankees. Don't forget, the Riptide, which starts on Friday, concludes with 3 games in New York surrounding September 11th against the Yankees. 20 straight games against playoff teams and only playoff teams. It begins Friday with 3 against the Phillies, and then 4 in Cleveland, 4 in Houston, 3 more here against Cleveland, 3 against the Minnesota Twins, and then those final trio of games in the Bronx against the Pinstripers. Buckle up, Kansas City, that's all I'm going to say. Because even if it's fun, even if the Royals come out of it with the best record in the American League, it's still going to be bumpy. It's still going to be nerve-wracking. The playoff chase begins Friday. September begins on Friday. I know it's it'll be the 23rd of August. It's September 1st. It's the final month of the season beginning on Friday right here at Kauffman Stadium. Woo, I can't wait for that. Man, I hope more than 13,000 people show up for that one. I know you will. All right, 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Isaac. You're next up on the postgame show as the Royals get back to their high water mark of 15 games above 500. Go ahead.
I went to the game yesterday. I was disappointed in the pitching a little bit. I thought Lorenzen pitched today how I expected Cole Reagans to pitch yesterday. 7 scoreless, 0 runs. I liked it. Bobby Witt, he got his 200th extra base hit today. He got his 500th hit in the league a couple of days ago. 200 of his 500 hits are extra base hits. That's insane.
That is.
Loved the ovation for Cueto. Loved it. Salvi, I really, just if I go under the radar a little bit, I thought he had an amazing mound visit in the top of the 8th. 2 outs, 2-0 count. That's a Hall of Fame pitcher there going to the mound, getting his guy locked in. Finish out that 8th inning right there.
Yeah. Great phone call.
All I got for you.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
Isaac, nice to hear from you. Royals win 3-0. Since the All-Star break, there's not a better team in the American League. 19-11 since the break. Royals tonight pick up their 40th home victory of the season. That, too, best in the American League. Let's go to Ron. Ron was one of the 13,000 in the building tonight. Ron, how you feeling, buddy?
I feel really good. That was a great interview with Michael Lorenzen. When he says great. Winning is a skill, that's correct. And when he sees and feels it, well, that makes me feel really good. It's what I've been feeling and seeing all year long. You have so many contributors, and listen to all of these great facts about the Royals. This is not just a good team. This is a great team. Plus 110 run differential, that's really difficult. 15 games above 500, hard to do. Many years, the Royals would be running away with the division with those kinds of stats. So the competition is fierce. Nevertheless, this team is undeterred. I was there tonight with my 33 Matt Quatrero jersey on. And yes, I agree with you. Shout out to the front office for the moves they made, not only in the offseason, but at the trade deadline, because all of these guys, Lorenzen, and DeJong have contributed. And you don't think we have a closer? I think Urseg is it. So
no
great
doubt.
Job, front office. Great job, Royals, and I am excited.
Oh, well, that's great. Nice to hear. Appreciate the phone call, Ron. Michael Lorenzen, yeah, listen, if you missed the interview, we'll have it up on the podcast page later on. And don't forget, subscribe, download the All Things Vern podcast on the Odyssey app or really wherever you get your podcast. Michael Lorenzen with his first quality start since joining the Royals. He accounts for the Royals' 64th quality start of the season. That's more than half the games, my friends. A quality start every other night. The Royals' rotation saw their collective ERA shrink to 3.54. That's the third lowest mark in all of Major League Baseball. Only the Mariners and the Phillies have a better ERA. And again, Phillies come to town for three beginning on Friday. Michael Wacha takes the ball in the opener. I believe he's going to square off with Taijuan Walker. I think it's going to be Brady Singer and Ranger Suarez on Saturday. And then Sunday, my friends, if you've ever listened to any piece of advice I've ever given you, if you could afford it, get those tickets for Sunday. Because it's looking like it's going to be Seth Lugo and Zach Wheeler. That's two of the five best righties in the sport this season. Yeah, I think you're going to want to be there. Bryce Harper, Trey Turner, Bobby and Salvi. Let's play two. Royals win 3-0. I have to take a quick timeout if you're on hold. It's going to be a quick timeout, so just stay right there. Royals win. They get back to 15 games above 500. We get back to your phone calls after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your new home for Royals baseball in Kansas City.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Bases loaded, two out, second inning. And there's a shot into right center field. That's going to score at least two, maybe three. One run is in, two runs are in. It's a double for Isbell, and it's 2-0.
And that's all they would need. The Hall of Famer Denny Matthews on the call, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. Royals win 3-0. Yeah, they get a home run from MJ Melendez in the sixth inning, and then Michael Lorenzen did the rest. Seven innings of shutout baseball, five punchouts, only two walks. John Schreiber with a 20-pitch but scoreless eighth inning. And Lucas Urseg, good morning, good afternoon, good night, 14 pitches, I'll take the save, thank you very much. Lorenzen now 2-0 with the Royals. Urseg picks up his third save with the Royals. The boys take tomorrow off and open up a three-game set against the first-place Phillies on Friday. I see Tess in Grain Valley writing in, saying that she's a little nervous about this series and hope that the post-game show can pick up her confidence tonight. Well, I'd like to think that Michael Lorenzen and the first few phone callers we've taken have done just that, Tess. Always appreciate you listening. Hope you had a good time at the game tonight. More than 13,000 showed up to watch their boys in blue get to Johnny Cueto. Maybe not as much as some may have wanted. I see Raj in the Ozarks on the text line wanted a little bit more. But you know what? Good for Cueto. 6 1/3 innings of three-run baseball, a quality start for the 38-year-old, and he can take that L back home with him as well. All right, let's go to J.D., JD was at the game. He was one of the 13,000 in the building. JD, what'd you think?
Hey, what's up, Vern?
What's up, man?
So I thought it was great. Just there really wasn't a lot of energy. That's the only thing I could tell you without that.
Sure. I think that's the Angels' fault.
Yeah, the Angels, they suck. I mean, it is what it is. Well, a couple things I was going to say. First of all, thanks for MJ and the free chicken, because that's what it was awesome to see him hit that home run.
Oh, I forgot about that. Let's go.
I
get
sure
that, too. I didn't even buy a ticket,
money,
and I get
think,
that.
Too. I think somebody wants some money for MJ, too. I don't know.
Well, it wasn't me, so I don't really care. Exactly. I get the chicken. I get the chicken.
And then Lucas Erzik, wow, what a find. Woo. And how about we gave him a standing O for Johnny, because, you know, he was the man in 14 and 15. That's all I got to say, Vern. Have a good night.
Yeah, he was the man at times. I mean, the Royals lost 9 of his 13 regular season starts. He did blame the bullpen mound for his ALCS performance, but whatever. Come on, Vern, get over it. That was bogus. I don't know why I mentioned all that. I immediately regret saying all that. But whatever. 913-586-7965. Aiden was in the building as well. Aiden, what stood out to you about this 3-0 Royals win?
Hey, Vern, I just want to say, yeah, I've been a frequent caller this season. And I just want to appreciate you for keeping everybody's positivity up this season. It's been a great year.
Well, they make it easy, man. This pitching staff makes it easy. It's not difficult to do.
Oh, no, not at all. Pitching's great. Cueto, that gave us chills. That was great.
That was.
We were sitting right field, couple rows right next to the foul pole. That was awesome, too. But I just want to appreciate you for the positivity. And, I mean, like I said, though, 13,000. I know it's school's back in session and stuff, but
they go to school everywhere in the country. Yeah. They go to school in St. Louis, too.
Yeah, this team's too good to have only 13,000. And, I mean, we're brewing something special this year, and it's a little sad, but it was a great night. And
yeah, the boys are undeterred. They don't care.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to say they don't care. I know they care. I mean, anytime you put a microphone in Vinny Pasquantino's face, he's challenging the fans to show up at a higher rate. Bobby loves to perform for a big crowd. So I'm with you. Yeah, I wanted to see more people here because I think this team is at the point where, you know what? Yeah, the Angels stink. There's nobody in that lineup that you pay to see. There's nobody on that team now that Trout's hurt that you would pay to see. Whatever. You want to see Bobby, right? You want to see Waka and Singer and Lugo pitch this weekend. To me, it's about the Royals for the first time in decades. You can throw 14 and 15 in there. They didn't really have guys that, you got to see him. It's the first time since Beltran, the first time since George Brett, where if you're not coming out to watch Bobby or Lugo or Singer, Waka, Reagans, and I think you're missing out. I think it's somewhat similar to what's going on across the parking lot, right? The Chiefs are why you go to Arrowhead. The Royals are why you go to Kauffman Stadium. I understand it hasn't always been that way. You come to see Big Papi or Derek Jeter or Mike Trout or Bryce Harper. Bobby's as good, if not better, than all of them. Jeter, Papi, who'd I say? Trout, Harper? Yeah. Yeah, Bobby's as good. As good, if not better, than all of them. Right? As good as Trout, but I think he could very well go down as a better player than David Ortiz, Derek Jeter, Bryce Harper. Yeah. All of them. Hall of Famers, obviously. Nice hearing from you, Aiden. Opens up a phone line for you. 913-586-7965. Royals, get this. How about this? Since the All-Star break, the Royals are 15-0 when they allow fewer than 6 runs. 15-0. It's a pretty low bar to leap. Allow fewer than 6 runs and you're unbeaten since the All-Star break. Royals didn't allow any runs tonight. Their 6th shutout of the season. Well, mentioned St. Louis a lot tonight. Let's head out there. Let's talk with Chris from St. Louis. Chris, how are you?
Great. I'm from St. Louis and came up tonight for the game with my son.
Good.
And I guess the last two callers, and you've just addressed it, the 13,000 tonight. Would love to see more people because, I mean, I didn't believe in this team beginning of the year. My son, who I went with tonight, swore they were going to be great, and I didn't see it after 100 losses last year. And he's right. It's like kind of getting a new girlfriend. You slowly, you know, go through the year, and I mean, you got to believe by now this is potential wife territory we're headed towards. because this team does have it all, and I know they're averaging 18,000, and that's up obviously over last year. But I mean, I think they can make a run. They've got everything they need, and 13,000 tonight with the low energy to be the dad. I'm just going to say I'm not mad, but I'm disappointed.
Well said.
That's all
well
I got.
Well said. Hey, safe travels back home. Glad you and the kid had a good time, Chris. Appreciate it, buddy. 913-586-7965. I think that's well said. And as far as this team, I was going to pose this question. I don't know if we really need a directive tonight on the show, but I was curious your thoughts on, do you believe this Royals team is better built for the playoffs? Better built for the regular season? Because I remember sitting here in 2014, I remember saying, the Royals are the last team anyone wants to see in October because of that bullpen, that defense, that team speed. I remember sitting right here in 2015 saying, no one wants to see that Astros team. Now the Royals ultimately vanquished that H-Town ball club. I don't know who that team is this year. I think it's the Padres in the National League. I don't know who that is in the American League. But I want to know your thoughts. When you watch this team, do you think this is a squad that goes to another level in the postseason? Or do you think this is a team that is better built for the grind of 162? Because the silly playoff format has made it two different games. I mean, it's two completely different games. The 162-game march through the summer compared to the free-for-all with days off left and right that ultimately transpires in October. I've been sounding like an old man a lot lately. I apologize for that. Let's head out to Delaware and talk with Anthony. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Anthony, what's happening?
Not much, Vern. How you doing?
Doing great, man. Nice to hear from you.
Look, I don't really have much to say. I've been listening to you for over 10 years now, and this is the first time calling in, but I just wanted to call and let you know I'll be coming out to Kansas City for the first time tomorrow night for the whole Philly series.
As a lifelong
Royals fan.
Well, hey, man, I'd love, I certainly want to hear from you on the post-game show. I'd love to shake your hand, introduce myself, say thanks for listening to 610 and now 96.5 The Fan for the past decade, man. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'm hoping to call out after a couple of wins this weekend.
No doubt.
Hopefully three.
I'm with you. I'll take two, but if I can get three, yeah, I'm all about that. Well, Anthony, safe travels, and we can't wait to see you out here at the ballpark, man.
Thanks, man. Have a good night.
Yeah, you do the same. Yeah, I don't know if Sean is listening. Sean stopped by right before the show started. I talked to Sean last night. I really wanted to meet him. Sean, I apologize, man. Unable to make that work after the game. There's just so much going on. But we have, what, I think 17 home games? That's not right. I think it's only 15 home games remaining this season. We'll make sure that happens. But Sean, sincere apologies that that I wasn't able to shake your hand. Say thanks for listening and thanks for calling in last night and sharing your story. So if you're listening out there, man, I hope you you understand. I wanted to meet you. Just a lot going on right after the game. Safe travels to you as well. Royals win 3-0. We'll head back inside that Royals clubhouse coming up in a moment. But first, let's talk with Colin in Westville. Colin, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Been listening for a while. I just want to give a shout-out. I love Denny Matthews more than anything. I mean, I listen to the radio almost every time in my garage, and I wish I could have him on for the commentary no matter what. I mean, he's unbelievable. Yep. But I will say, I do travel a lot for work, 13,000 tonight was not quite what I expected from a 70-win team. I think the fans need to show up a little more. I will take credit for that, too. I haven't been out there this year but once.
That's something. Once. There's nothing wrong. I mean, growing up, man, I only went to one game a year. That's all we could normally afford. So nothing wrong with it. You're showing up when you can.
That's true. I mean, I do. I think you got my hometown wrong, but it's Wellsville, Kansas. It's quite a bit far away from old Kauffman Stadium, but
believe it,
I will say I try to get out there as much as I can. Bobby Witt's unbelievable, and I'll hang up and listen to you, Vern. I appreciate all you do. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks for listening, man. I'll take the baton. I'll talk Bobby Witt Jr. Are you kidding me? Bobby with another extra base hit tonight, his leadoff double in the third, the 200th extra base hit of his career, the 74th extra base hit of the season, which is tied with Shohei Ohtani for second most in Major League Baseball. Only Aaron Judge has more. And Bobby is on pace to shatter the single season franchise record, which was set by Hal McRae 47 years ago. I mean, that record withstood a big chunk of George Brett's career, Salvi's career so far. You know what Beltran and Mike Sweeney were doing in Kansas City. But a 24-year-old named Bobby Witt Jr. looks like he's going to supplant the Royals Hall of Famer Hal McRae at the top of the single season. Well, he's going to supplant a lot of people. He's going to break Johnny Damon's franchise record for runs in a season. And he still has an outside chance of doing something that I thought was unthinkable, challenging Willie Wilson's franchise record for base hits in a season. 230. I mentioned this earlier today on the On Deck show. I don't know if you heard it, but it was from the Royals Media Relations Department. Just an unbelievable statistic. Bobby Witt Jr. right now is on pace to have the second greatest season in baseball history for a 24-year-old. The only 24-year-old that had a better Fangraphs WAR than what Bobby's on pace to do? Lou freaking Gehrig. For the mighty 27 Yankees when he drove in like 173 runs? Lou Gehrig! Oh, man. Yeah, Bob's something else, isn't he? He's hitting 445 since the All-Star break. All right, I got to get back to the phone calls. I could give you Bobby numbers for the rest of the night. Let's go to Bruce in Overland Park. Bruce,
hey.
What's happening?
Oh, not much. Just had a bit of a dispute over the Grand Slam inning winner tonight. Did you hear it? Was it $600 or $900?
Oh, I'm not sure. No, I was dialed in. I was probably up fist pumping after MJ hit that one off the right field
really?
Pole, so I missed
that was,
it.
That was great. I mean, that's another one, only, you know, less than a week apart. Man, that guy is something
else. He sure is. Bruce, I appreciate the phone call. Yeah, MJ, that 1-1 changeup down and away. Third straight pitch from Cueto down and away, and he didn't get that, I don't want to say it was elevated, but he wanted that changeup buried, and he left it over the plate to MJ, and 104 miles per hour off the bat, his 15th home run of the season, MJ's third straight season with at least 15 pumps. My game notes after this 3-0 Royals win. My game notes are brought to you by Jays South Lanto. Be in the know and call Jays South Lanto. Let's head out to Raytown. Talk with Joe. Hey, Joe. You're on 96.5 The Fan.
Hey, man. This was a special night. For those of us that had the opportunity to go out there to see Johnny Cueto, a symbol of the 2015 team, pitch against Salvi, pitch against Bobby, and throw, honestly, a very solid outing.
Yeah.
And for it to not matter, because largely due to two mid-season acquisitions that help represent like a new era, a new way of thinking, and have the bridge to the past, Salvi, the connecting figure, and Bobby, that symbol of optimism in the future, well, it was something special. And for those of us that were out there, like, tonight's one of those nights that you'll look back on and remember. So really, really blessed to see this game and appreciate all that you do. And it's such a blessing to watch this team win a competitive game and have a beautiful weather. It's just a great day in Kansas City, man.
Way to get us going, Joe. Always nice hearing from you, brother. I like that the new way, right? Talking about Lorenzen, talking about Ursag. It's just tough to go, get too deep in these conversations without acknowledging what this front office has done. You know, for as much as we talk about, oh, they lost 106 games last year, and wow, now they're 15 games above 500. Can you believe that, players? Can you believe that, coach? To me, that turnaround is a direct reflection on the front office more so than anybody else. With all due respect to ownership, which, yeah, ponied up in a big way. You know, Waka, Lugo, Bobby, yeah, ponied up. But I've seen owners give general managers millions of dollars and say, hey, spend this. Go give me good players. And then the general managers show up with disappointing, underperforming veteran players. I mean, Renfro delivering. Renfro's hitting .275 since returning from that foot injury in late July. Renfro's 7 for his last 17. You know what Waka's been doing. I don't have to tell you what Seth Lugo's done. Now, Will Smith, Chris Stratton, sure, you want more from them out of the bullpen, but the impact that they've made on this team, to me, is second maybe only to that front office. You know, what those two have helped implement, you know, the mindset. Shoot, Michael Lorenzen talked about it. If you missed what Michael Lorenzen had to say when he called up the postgame show just about a half hour ago, find it on the podcast page. All Things Vern podcast, subscribe, download if you would, or just listen to the Michael Lorenzen interview. But he talked about this team knows how to win. This team has a winning mindset, traits that are reflective of a championship team. I think that begins, yes, with the front office bringing in the right guys, but then those right guys permeating a message of all together, right? So we could talk about the deadline with DeJong and Ursag. Hopefully Hunter Harvey's back soon. Michael Lorenzen, we can go back to last year's trade deadline where you bring in your ace for 2 months of Aroldis Chapman. It is a new day. It is a new way. And it's, to me, what gives me the most confidence about 2025, 6, 7, 8, and beyond. Sure, Bobby makes you feel great. But Bobby can't do it alone. Shoot, look across the diamond tonight. Look at the Angels. They had Shohei and Mike Trout, two of the five greatest players this century. Didn't do anything. Never had pitching. They got Bobby pitching this offseason, and look at what they're doing with it. Let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. That's also the text line number. We'll dive into the text line coming up in a moment. But first, let's go to Knob Noster and talk with Nick. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, Vern, how's it going?
Great, man. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Hey, this is just another Kyle Isbell appreciation call.
With it.
Just absolutely love watching Kyle Isbell out there.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Nick, I appreciate you pointing that out. Isbell hitting .279 in the month of August. To me, I remember Carrington on the drive did a topic in like mid-May, and you know his point was, yeah, everyone loves Bobby Witt Jr., everyone loves Salvador Perez, I mean most people love Cole Reagans, but who's that non-star on the team that is just your guy? You know, who's that Jerrod Dyson? Who's that guy that maybe isn't getting everyday starts, that isn't maybe the a big thumper, the big name, the big personality. But the guy that you're saying, I'm buying his jersey. I remember C-Dot asked me, and I said, Freddie Fermin. Love Freddie Fermin. Everything about Freddie Fermin. I'm not a guy that buys jerseys, especially of young men younger than me. But if I was ever going to change that stance, it would be to rock a number 34 Freddie Fermin jersey. But I think if you polled Royals fans, I know it's true for my next door neighbor. She loves Kyle Isbell. And it always goes back to the toughness. I think Kyle Isbell is the cult hero of this team. Understandably so. Guy busts his nose and the next day he's sliding headfirst into second base. And since the beginning of June, Izzy's OPS is above league average, an OPS of 755. Let's go to Nathan in Shawnee. Nathan, you're next up on the postgame show on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
First off, I'm going to start off by saying what you said about Lou Gehrig is just like mind baffling. Like,
crazy.
Out of all the names you could have said, I was like, wow. But what do you think the Royals need to do in these next 2 weeks with this gauntlet? What do you think the bare minimum they need to do to like stay in contention?
Well, bare minimum. I'll tell you what I'm hoping for. I'm going in with the expectation that they can go 10-10 and everything will be fine. Bare minimum to just make the playoffs. I think you have 8-12. But if you want to win the division, give me 12-8. That's where I'd go. Appreciate the phone call. Now that's. Now you let me know. Maybe am I setting my sights too low? I mean, it is daunting, my friends. Philly, Cleveland, Houston, Twinkies, Yankees. Now, maybe the Twins are done by then. I've been burying the Twins since May, so you know what? Don't listen to me talking about Minnesota. I can't wait for it. It's going to be fun. I'll tell you that. But the bottom line, in my opinion, for this Riptide, and again, it's the Riptide because, my theme for the season was the deep end. The front office went out and did everything they possibly could for Bobby and Massey and MJ and Vinny and Singer and Reagans and the young core of this team that showed last year in the evaluation season, hey, we're winners. We are winners. Just like Moose and Haas and Gordo and Kane did back in 2012. Lost a lot of games, but proved, hey, we're winners. And we would really enjoy the type of pitching needed to win. That offseason, going into 2013, the Royals made those acquisitions to improve that rotation and finished above 500, and you know the rest. This offseason, the front office and ownership went out and got Bobby and Vinny and Salvi and the rest. Got them some pitching. Got Brady and Cole Reagan some running mates in that starting five. So they did everything for these guys and then threw them into the deep end. It's on you now, Bobby and Cole. It's on you, Vinny, MJ, Massey. What are you going to do with it? We brought you everything you asked for. Go win. Go survive. And they did. They survived the deep end. They maintained through May. And it was my belief if they can maintain through May, they'll maintain through July and give this city what it craved, meaningful August baseball. And that's where we're at now. But there's one test that remains. It begins on Friday. It's called the Riptide. 20 straight games against teams heading to the postseason. It has the strength to drown this ball club. I believe it has the strength to snuff out their playoff hopes. But if they just continue to do what they've done all season, they'll survive, they'll make it to shore, and then they will crush the remaining opponents, find themselves in the postseason, and then you and I just black out for like a month and just go for a wild, wild ride. Who knows how long it'll last. Now that gets started on Friday. 20 games. All you need to do, easier said than done, maintain the standard. That's all I'm asking for. So you ask, how many wins do they need? I'm going to tell you the same thing I've been saying since May. Just maintain the standard that you've set for yourself as a team. Do that, and you'll be there in the end. That standard, of course, elite starting pitching, elite defense, elite base running. Bobby Witt Jr. is the best player on the field. That's it. I mean, if you want to say Bobby, Vinny, Salvi, elite run producers, yeah, I can't fight you on that. Yeah, that's become part of the standard. Again, easier said than done, because what that standard basically means is Waka, Singer, Reagans, Lugo must pitch like all-stars from here on out. Bobby, Vinny, Salvi must produce like MVPs, all-stars, respectively. It's certainly possible. I'll tell you this, I'm not afraid of any of these teams that await in the riptide. It's just going to be relentless. The competition, the quality of pitchers, the quality of relief pitching. Honestly, I would not be surprised in the least, other than the flukiness of baseball. I would not be surprised if it's 20 straight one-run games. I'm dead serious. Because every team you're about to face is frothing at the mouth for postseason baseball. Now, the Rangers won last year. They ain't a part of it. Everyone that you're facing, the Astros are trying to extend that dynasty, if you will. The Phillies are trying to finish the job, right? It's been long enough. This is a World Series or bust team. Honestly, Cleveland might be the scariest team come October because of that bullpen and that well-roundedness. I don't think they're the scariest regular season team because of that rotation, but come October, come a short series with some days off, You know, Minnesota's going to be desperate when you face them, and then the Yankees, what more needs to be said? They're going to be fighting for the top seed in the American League East. Bobby and Aaron Judge squaring off for the MVP. Oh, baby, buckle up. Let's go to Jaden in Kansas City. Jaden, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead. Jaden, are you there, brother? I'm guessing not. Thank you very much for the phone call. Opens up a line for you. 913-586-7965. Text line is there for you as well. 913-586-7965. Let's take a look at the text line real quick. Dan in Waldo says, I want to hear more Michael Lorenzen more often. It was a fantastic, I don't want to say a fantastic interview. He was fantastic. I just prattled on until he started talking. But his responses, his explanation or description of this clubhouse and why they indeed have what it takes to make it to October. You know, Tess in Green Valley wrote in, says that she was looking for some confidence heading into this weekend. Go listen to that interview. He will pick you right up. Now, talking about Salvi, talking about the mindset, but I could even go back to what he said about Bobby Witt Jr. after his previous starts. You know, he was glossing on Bobby, understandably so, but he dismounted with, and then I got to know the person that Bobby is, and my respect for him went to a whole nother level. The dude's the real deal. Michael Lorenzen, man, is, I think most guys that are around the big leagues as long as he has been, you know, you really start to appreciate professionals, right? People that go about it the right way, both on and off the field. And this clubhouse, certainly, from my perspective, is chock full of them. Dan, I appreciate you listening, man. Thank you very much. Text line always open for you. 913-586-7965. We'll take our final quick timeout. Royals shut out the Angels, and they take the series. They win the rubber game. Remember how worried we used to be about rubber games? Anyway, quick timeout. Back with more of your thoughts, and we'll hear from MJ Melendez after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your new home for Royals baseball in Kansas City.
Some crimes are so shocking, they don't just make headlines, they forever change our society. I'm Katie Ring, host of America's Most Infamous Crimes. Each week, I take on one of the most notorious criminal cases. Each case unfolds across multiple episodes, released every Tuesday through Thursday, from the first sign that something was wrong to the moment the truth came out or didn't. Listen to and follow America's Most Infamous Crimes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
The 1-1. Melendez lifts it down the right field line, hooking toward the corner. It's off the pole. Home run, MJ Melendez. And the Royals extend their lead. It's 3-0 in the bottom of the sixth.
It's Jake Eisenberg, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. 3-0 after that MJ two-out blast in the sixth. That would be your final score. Royals take the series from the Halos, take Thursday off, and then take on first place Philadelphia Friday night. MJ Melendez 1-for-4 with that bomb. MJ's hitting .310 in the month of August. But if you go back to the start of July, his OPS is .872. League average OPS is just a little over 700. MJ Melendez, stay hot. After the game, MJ received the Joel Goldberg treatment on Bally Sports Kansas City, getting that on-field interview in front of the 13,000 that showed up tonight. But all MJ could talk about was his starting pitcher, the victorious starting pitcher, Michael Wacha, 7 shutout innings. Here's MJ Melendez.
Oh, incredible. Obviously, for him to give us, what was it, 7 innings right there, it's unbelievable. And obviously, that, you know, that helps the pen even more going into an off day. But what he's done, you know, coming in here and dominating like he did today is exactly what we needed and what we wanted.
Off days in baseball, especially this time of year, are treasured. After that, a very grueling stretch. I know you guys are going to take it one game at a time, but how nice does it feel to be in the thick of everything?
Oh, it's amazing. You know, playoff baseball is what we want in Kansas City. It's what we've been preaching the last couple of years, and that's what we're doing.
I don't know who the guy was. That's, again, Bally Sports Kansas City. So I'm watching the video, and they're panning the crowd while Joel's interviewing MJ. And it just reminded me, again, you had to be in the building to notice this. Royals do a great job of honoring our men and women from the armed services. Veterans that are visiting the K. And during their salute to service tonight, I don't know who that bozo was behind the woman that was being recognized for her service to this country. Whoever that bozo was behind her doing the armpit fart thing, come on, man. I mean, you just have no self-awareness, so you can't look at that giant screen and see what's going on in armpit fart. She fought for our country, and you're back there, hey, check it out. Get real. Come on, man. And I bring it up because I know he's listening. I mean, that is a sports radio listener if I've ever seen one. And I probably went to high school with him. He's probably stood up in my wedding. I couldn't really get the face. He had a hat on. Well, you know what? Let me take that back just in case it is one of my buddies. I'll talk to him one-on-one. All right, let's go to Edward in Gladstone. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Edward, what's going on, pal?
Vern, what's going on? What are you talking about, the fart? That's crazy. Hopefully you didn't go to school with him.
you never know.
I talked to you last night about culture, man, and when you interview or you talk to Michael Lorenzen, he straight up spit it out verbatim. Like, so I'm just, like I said, I'm great. Great that they have a culture going on, and I think it's going to be sustainable. Maybe it's not this year. You know, I'm not counted out, but they're doing something over there special right now, and And when you said you had chills, your hairs were standing up on your arms earlier, like right when you got on. Once you said that Bobby Witt could be having records like Lou Gehrig, my hair stood up, man. So, heck yeah, man. Let's go.
Yeah, no doubt. No, it's silly. It's I'll give you the full stat. Thanks for the phone call, Edward. Again, this is courtesy of the Royals PR. And this was going into today's game that Fangraphs WAR right now has Bobby on pace to match at the age of 24. This is all 24-year-old or younger seasons. Bobby's on pace for the second best season for anyone, 24. Best is Lou Gehrig. Bobby's on pace to match Ted Williams and Mickey Mantle. Lou Gehrig, Ted Williams, Mickey Mantle. Yeah, I mean, those are, well, certain Ted Williams, Lou Gehrig, are what, two of the 10 greatest all-around hitters in baseball history, just looking by the numbers? And that's the company that Bobby Witt Jr.'s keeping? Those are the shoulders that he's rubbing? I mean, he's not rubbing their whatever. Let's go to Batman in Kansas City. Batman, you understand what I'm talking about. I'm not saying Bobby's rubbing their shoulders. I'm saying they're shoulder to shoulder with Lou Gehrig.
Bobby can do whatever he wants to.
Yeah, right. If he wants to rub their shoulders, I'd do it too, sure.
I'm telling you, you know, that last interview reminded me of like Moose talking about Barbie. Lorenzen's doing a great – I think he's making a bid for that fourth starter job, a solid bid. And then and then MJ's homer, wasn't that like a croquet shot? You don't see too many of them hit the foul pole. That's a pretty good shot. Enjoyable about the game, you know. But we did what we had to do, Vern, you know. All I can tell you is just take a deep breath and see if you could try to not let it out till we see the Phillies on Friday. Because that's probably going to be the crescendo of our beginning of this ending of this season. Whatever, it's going to reflect the way we play these guys, the way we play Phillies and show up in the showcase is going to show everybody that's got a place and everybody that's a fan that we're going to in it for the long haul. And we're going to take it to bring bacon home back to for another championship.
I got you. Yeah. No, I got you, Batman. I appreciate the phone call, bud. Thank you very much. Royals win 3-0. Let's take a dive into the text line. 913-586-7965. Nathan from Warrensburg points out that the Royals in 2014 had the exact same record as the Royals currently in 2024. Yeah, you're right. 71-56. Identical, Mark, to the 2014 American League Championship Ball Club. In 2014, that squad went on to win 89 games. This team is on pace to win 91. 913-586-7965. Gene and Lee Summits excited about the win, but disappointed that Kyle Isbell didn't receive the Joel Goldberg treatment. Well, that's fair. Izzy comes through with the game-winning two-out, two-run double in the second inning. MJ Melendez with the two-out solo job in the sixth. Royals win 3-0. You know, maybe I'll tell you this, Gene. It wasn't you know what? I'm not going to speak for anybody. Izzy, MJ, they're all welcome. Joel Goldberg will talk to each and every one of them moving forward. Izzy's been on this show plenty. Again, if you ever miss a postgame show, subscribe, download, listen to the All Things Vern podcast. Find it on the Odyssey app or really wherever you get your podcasts. Elliot in Des Moines writes in. Okay, so you're just flexing that you won your parlay? I care. Good for you. No, I do care. And you're still probably in the car driving up, so you know what? Good for you. You can gamble in Iowa? I know. saying that he knew that Adam Frazier was going to have two hits. Yeah, that's quite the pregame parlay. I'm sure you cashed in. Adam Frazier with a two-out single in the second inning. He would score on Izzy's two-run double. Frazier then with a two-out double of his own in the sixth inning. Frazier's eight for his last 13. He's hitting .393 in the month of August. Paul from North Florida writes in, Vern, classy move by the Royals fans with their ovation for Johnny Cueto. Did you see any pre- or post-game interactions between the two? No, I wasn't. Normally the starting pitcher, well, who knows with Johnny Cueto, but normally the starting pitcher isn't walking around glad-handing. I would imagine tomorrow, yeah, him and Salvi will catch up. That might be it, you know. It could be Rene Francisco from the Royals front office, maybe another front office member that was around back in 2014 or 2015. Maybe they'll come down and say what's up to Johnny Cueto. But, I mean, there just aren't many people around nowadays that date back to that 2015 team. But no, personally, no, I didn't see any interactions between Cueto and Royals players. Appreciate you listening. Thanks, Paul. Bobby Witt Jr. tonight picks up another double. He has 38 doubles on the season. That's good for third most in baseball. He's on pace for the fourth highest total of doubles in Royals franchise history. Yeah, only, Gordo, Billy Butler, and Hal McRae? Only those three have more in Royals franchise history as far as doubles in a single season. Let me double-check that. I'm not sure. Is Hal McRae the all-time franchise leader? Yeah. Yeah, 54 doubles right now for... McRae is the franchise record. Bobby's on pace for about 48. But who knows? Who knows with that dude? He's going to rewrite the entire franchise record book when it's all said and done. And yes, that's including the great George Brett. Bobby Witt Jr. tonight, 1-for-3, didn't score a run, didn't drive in a run. And yet, that OPS is still north of 1,000. It's third best in baseball behind only Aaron Judge and Juan Soto. How is Aaron Judge such a runaway favorite for MVP? Makes no sense. I'm sorry, it makes no sense. Text line's always there for you. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Dan and KCK. Hey. Dan, okay. What's going on, brother?
Hey, Josh, how you doing? Yeah, it was a fun night. Yeah, Lorenzen went seven innings, and Bullpen and Ersic with the save. And, the key hits by Isbell, and MJ were going deep. And I'll be at sitting with my special links team. We usually sit above home plate in the upper deck. And, you know, usually
Friday, you're coming Friday, Dan?
Last year, I had to hustle to say hi to you to get my food. And if I see you, fine, Josh. Either way, I'm going to have a good time. Take care of yourself. Let's meet the Phillies. Take care.
Yeah, no doubt, bud. I hope you guys all have a good time. It was great seeing you last year. I hope we get a chance to meet up this year. And yeah, it's hard to talk about tonight's game without giving love to Michael Lorenzen, who continues to put up pretty good numbers here at Kauffman Stadium for his career. His sixth career game at the K, he lowered his ERA to 2.61 across 31 innings here in Kansas City. Royals are now 2.5 games back of the Cleveland Guardians for first place in the American League Central. They take tomorrow off and then open up a 3-game set, as Dan said, against the Fightin' Phils in a rematch of the 1980 World Series and maybe a preview of the 2024 World Series. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that something? Yeah. Michael Wacha scheduled to take the ball coming up on Friday night, and I believe it's going to be Taijuan Walker. I know the Phillies haven't made it official. I think it's going to be Taijuan Walker. How long have we been waiting? Well, maybe not you. If you're a baseball nerd, man, I've been waiting on Taijuan Walker to click. Like 15 years, it feels like. Ranger Suarez, Zach Wheeler due up on the weekend. Oh, man, I can't wait. I might just stay up until 6 o'clock on Friday. Just no sleep. We'll see. That's how I'm feeling right now. That coffee is still coursing through these veins. JT Noah, thank you very much for the help back at the studio, Kansas City. I'll talk to you coming up on Friday. Take care. Thanks for listening.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.